Hi, this is Rhonda. You may be wondering, do I need a leads list of potential clients before I can fill a group program? Well, you know, yes and no. It really, really helps when you are continuously building your list. I like to say it's just as important to get clients now as it is to get a pipeline of clients for the future, and that's what your leads list is. The more that you focus on building your list, the easier it will be for you in the future to increase your revenue, have recurring revenue programs, group programs, things like that. If you really want to do a group program and you don't have a very big list, then the next best thing is to go out and find centers of influence or promotional partners who can help promote whatever it is that you want to sell. Usually the way this happens is something like this. You've got, let's say a 10-week workshop that you want to sell, and you want to get at least 20 to 25 people in it, and you've only got 200 people on your list, and so you know that's not going to be enough. So you market it to your list. You market a preview webinar, sort of something to tease the fee-based program that does deliver value but also tells about your fee-based program. And then you get some other people to point people to that webinar too. Again, centers of influence, people who have a list of your target audience already. You may need to do something for them in order for them to do that for you. It just depends on the arrangement, but it is a really great thing to develop relationships with centers of influence. We talk about this a little bit in Webinar 6, and we also talk about this in Webinar 3. So check back on those if you need more information about centers of influence. Also, just know that the general conversion rate is 10%. You might get better or you might get worse, but if you have only connected with 100 people in your target audience and you want 10 people in your group, well, that's 10%. But look at it this way. If you give a preview event, like a preview teleseminar, and 100 people sign up and only 50 people show up, probably only 5 of those are going to sign up. And if you need, 10 people, then you really need to have another event or maybe 2 or 3 in order to fill that group. I hope that's helpful.